inside your finger.
Hello, this is episode 1 of FNN, reporting on are men becoming less manlier and more feminine. Today with me, I have a special guest, Caleb Brown. And I think I forgot to mention my name, Trevor Taylor. And this is episode 1 of our podcast. So, let's get the topic. Caleb, do you believe men are becoming less manly?
Hell yeah.
Why do you believe this is happening? What's the reasoning behind this?
Well, there's a food product that people seem to be consuming nowadays. It's called soy.
Soy?
Soy. And it's got estrogen in it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What is estrogen?
It's women stuff.
The chemicals that make females females?
Yeah. It gives you boobies.
That's really nice. So, are men having boobs since they're consuming soy?
Yeah.
What are some of the other qualities of soy?
They act like pansies.
Can you give an example? Oh, okay. I think a good example would be, you know how they've been wanting to destroy the border between bathrooms.
Yeah.
So men are wanting to cross a line over to women's bathrooms. And I think that's happening because the line or the border has been weakened by something.
By soy.
By soy. Do you think soy is the only thing contributing to this?
Well, I think the government's putting something in the soy.
It seems, yeah, that does make sense. The government would want us to become less manly and less intimidating if they ever did want to, like, overthrow the current government and have a centralized power, a dictator even.
Yeah, they want to make us submissive.
Women are submissive.
Women are submissive.
That is true. So, I do think it is some kind of plot by the government to introduce soy into all of our foods. You know, it's a lot harder than you think to go and find a food that doesn't have soy in it than a food that does have soy in it. Pretty much everything that you eat has soy in it.
Yeah. Like tofu.
And tuna. And peanut butter.
Yeah.
Literally everything you consume has soy.
Well,
especially
shit.
Chinese food.
Yeah.
What do you think this has to say about the Chinese and Americans?
Well, you can't really tell what sex they are over there. They all... You say that?
So, the border wall between their genders is very thin, I guess you could say. Ours, 50 years ago, used to be very strong. There used to be a very strong border wall between what was considered male and female. But I guess it's not like that anymore. It's more of a gradient.
Yeah.
Where would you fall along that gradient, Caleb?
I'm all on the manly side, yeah. I'm 100% non-soy.
Why do you believe that? Do you consume soy?
I only eat cornbread.
Cornbread. I think they could find some way to sneak soy into that. I don't know.
But it's my...
They sneak it into everything.
It's my home cooking. I grow the corn on my farm and cook it in my frying pan.
So it needs to be a challenge for the viewers, the audience, to go home and look at their ingredients, their food, and try to find something that doesn't have soy in it. It's, you gotta think outside of the box. There's a bigger picture to this. It's some kind of plot. We don't know the meaning of it, but it's there.
Don't let the fascist government control you.
And what is it that they call these soy men?
Yeah, soy men.
Soy boys? There's a lot of names for them.
It's only supposed to be 3 minutes long, just so you know.
The interview?
Yeah.
What do I fill the other part with? I gotta have it done.
Well, you record, like, You need to find two internet sources per episode.
Yeah.
So just summarize them.
So, Caleb, this was a very nice interview I had with you here. I hope my phone actually recorded this, because I had it on Do Not Disturb. Hope that didn't affect anything. But thank you for your insight in this interview. I learned a lot in this interview, and some of the key words, and there's some good thought. Anything you have to say?
Yeah, America.
So for this part of the segment, I would like to introduce some of my sources. And my first source comes from Helio, Indinkern Today, and it talks about how there is a generational decline in testosterone levels. And the study reveals that testosterone levels for the past two decades for the average American male has been rapidly declining. And this has been a long-term study where they had participants from two decades ago and have compared their testosterone levels from participants today. And the change has been quite drastic. And it is estimated that the average testosterone level decline is about 0.4% a year, which is actually pretty rapid over time. And it is not exactly sure what the cause for this is. Some researchers say it has to do with how we eat and us smoking, obesity, and just generally being unhealthy. That's one of the explanations, but it is not completely known why that is happening. Now, my second article comes from ZeroToAlpha.com, and the headline for this is "Men, Why Are They Becoming More Feminine?" And this one, it talks about how men are being more considerate of their looks and spending more time in the bathroom, playing with their hair and gaming rather than going outside. And it's also talking about how the rapid increase in boys missing a real father figure, where their dad just leaves them as soon as they're born, that might have something to do with them becoming less manly since they don't have a father figure to look up to. And also, another point made in this article is how most men today, they're gaming and lack a good food or good healthy food or exercise. They're not exercising as much as they used to or going outside as much as they used to. And on top of that, people are more in tune with social media and spend more time on that. And another point is that men watch too much porn. And then another point is that low testosterone makes you less of a man. And then another point is society doesn't want us to be a man anymore. That masculinity is seen as a negative thing in society by some people. And that can have effect on people today. So that's pretty much summed up everything in that article. So in conclusion to this episode, we have learned that there is indeed a lowering in the average number of testosterone found in a male over the past few decades. So that is evidence in itself. And men have been following a poor and less healthy lifestyle over the decades as well, and that is another factor. And another thing that might have to do with that is soy and the chemicals in it, which, from what I've read, can mimic that of the female hormone estrogen. So there is some truth to men becoming more feminine. And thank you for watching. That's it.